Simen Shin Yud, we left off the middle of Sif Beis. We discuss something at Gregor's Tzimukim. You have dried figs or grapes turning into raisins, dried grapes, raisins, that you're matchel and biyadayim, you put them away in a place for them to dry out in the sun. And they're also loy chazi, they're not edible at that point. In between being a fresh fruit and being a dry fruit, there's a stage of the loy chazi and the edible. So if that's what they're holding, by Be'ah Shmash, beginning of Shabbos, they are muksa. Zok the Ramah, the Ramah says that if it belongs to a goy, then it's not muksa. It does not need to be prepared for Shabbos and designated for use, but a goy does not become muksa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about something that Gregor's Tzimukim, but the only reason why it became muksa is your matchem yidah, you pushed out of your mind not to use it. By a goy, he doesn't push it away not to use it. But something that's muksa by definition, like it was attached to the ground, and now the goy pulled it out of the ground on Shabbos, or it was a wild animal, and the goy trapped it on Shabbos. So now, it's muksa even belongs to a goy. It's a noila, something that became noila that first came into the world on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, it's muksa even belongs to a goy. Only by Gregor's Tzimukim do we say that the muksa is based on the fact of dachi b'dayim pushed away, a goy never pushed it away. Mishnah Berurah brings, and the Besmeir and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they argue on this. They say that even a goy, if he pushed away, it's not chazi, it's not roi for achila, even a goy has no plans of eating or using it on Shabbos. Rather, discussing a case where it's chazi v'loi chazi, it's in between stage. So by yid will be muksa unless he, lehadiyah, straight out designates, he is planning on using it, eating on Shabbos, and by a goy, it will not be muksa once it's on some level roi l'achila, some level useful. Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, you have something that's muksa, whether you cannot be metalta, you cannot eat it. If the muksa situation was there by the beginning of Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, so then even if the situation changes over the course of Shabbos, and now there's no reason why it should be viewed as muksa anymore, still it's muksa the rest of Shabbos. Migus Gutsal Ben Hashmoshes, once it became muksa Ben Hashmoshes, it's Gutsal Lukuyayim of all Shabbos. However, if the beginning of Shabbos was not muksa, and then the middle of Shabbos something happens that makes the muksa, and then that circumstance goes away, let's say an hour later, so during that hour that it had that circumstance was not Roy Lachila, or whatever it is muksa, but once that circumstance goes away, now it becomes Roy Lachila. Now it becomes mutter again. A muksa lachatzi Shabbos. The fact that it's muksa that part of Shabbos does not make a muksa the rest of Shabbos. Only if it's muksa ben hashmoshes is automatically muksa for the rest of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings a shayla nacharenim about a moil, the zemel shemila, the knife that's used for the bismila, which generally is muksa machlasar and kiss. You save it, you put it aside, make sure no one shepherds it, no one touches it, it shouldn't get ruined. It shouldn't get ruined, maybe that no one should get hurt. And now on Shabbos is used for bismillah. So what happens afterwards? The Taz says you have to put it right away in the room that the bismillah is done, put it down right away, because now it goes back to its muksa Shabbos. Muksa status in Shabbos. Because really it was muksa ben hashmoshes. It got a short heter for a while to the bismillah, and now the issa goes back. The Magen Avraham says true, but he says once you're holding it in your hand, you have the heter of oidah b'yodah, the wallet's in your hand, you can take it and put it down, wherever you want to put it down. But once you put it down, now it will be muksa. In fact, let's say someone else has to take it from your hand, because the moil is doing the priya, Mishnah Berurah brings Eli Rabba, don't put it down and expect the other person to pick it up, because once you put it down, it's muksa. Rather, hand it to the other person, and he'll put it away in a safe place, because as long as it was never put down, it's not muksa again. Once it's put down, the heter of the biyada goes away, and now you can no longer metalta. Let's say, but you have to put it down, and it's in a place afraid it'll get stolen or lost, something like that. The Maisa, the Arshitas, the Ramah, the Shach, the Chokmas Adam, Hilchas Mila say that once it's used for a smila that day, it's not muksa after Shabbos, so if you stalk, you'll be semech on them, pick it back up and put it away in a safe place. So if Dal, the Mechaber discusses the case of Gregor's Tzimukim, you put it aside to dry out in the sun, you thought it would be muksa on Shabbos. The Maisa, before Shabbos came, the ray dried out to the point that now became a good dry fig or a good raisin. But you were not aware of that. The Mechaber says that it's not muksa on Shabbos. Although you did not know about the Spanish Moshes, so you thought it was being muksa, but really it was a mistake. Really, he only meant to put it aside in Mesiach Dasma until it becomes a good dry fruit, and really it was good dry fruit by the beginning of Shabbos, so now it is not muksa on Shabbos. So if, hey, the Mechaber discusses Greg with Smukim, dried figs or raisins, that are in between states, like we mentioned before, some people will eat like this, some people will not eat like this. So if you plan your mind, yes, I'm willing to eat it like this, I want it to not be muksa, then it's not muksa, as long as you had that mind before Shabbos. However, if you did not have that mind before Shabbos, then it will be muksa. As opposed to something that's not roi l'achil b'chla, and you decide you want to be Muslim to be for you and not be muksa, your das doesn't work, it's ke'etzim avonim, it's avon v'alfar, it's like stones, like dirt, and it is muksa. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Paiskim that this halacha, that something that's muksa mashmashis, is automatically muksa the rest of Shabbos, is like by something that's gomer b'dei shamayim. You need the ebishter, you need the sun to come out and to dry the make it roi l'achila. So, then you mesiach das, because who knows if it'll be a sunny day on Shabbos. But something that's dovish nigma b'dei adam, that a person could finish it up, like dates, they pour water on them and change the form, and you make a juice out of it. So there, even beginning of Shabbos, now the dates were not roi, and not the juice was not roi, but since something that person can finish it up, so therefore, you had das to finish it up, and, or finish up on Shabbos, and then it'll be mutter for you on Shabbos, does not become muksa for lo Shabbos.